12 o'clock, midnight. 12, 12, 12.
12 o'clock, midnight. Shh, time to let you know. We hope you'll keep on listening. But you better turn the volume low and listen low and listen. Listen to the best in radio. Shh.
Here come the girls. I'm Mick Novak. This little girl's gone rocking on KFAI.
Here come the girls. Later, mater, you'll find each thing that you wanted done. I'm off to meet that special one. Boy, oh boy, will we have fun, 'cause this little girl's gonna rock in, yeah. See you later, matey. You'll find each thing that you wanted done. I'm off to meet that special one. Boy, oh boy, will we have fun, 'cause this little girl's gonna rock in. Yeah, this little girl's gonna rock in. Oh, this little girl's gonna rock in. Hey, this little girl's gonna rock in.
Midnight, one more night without sleeping. Till the morning comes creeping. Green door, what's that secret you're keeping?
There's an old piano and they play it hot behind the green door. Don't know what they're doing, but they laugh a lot behind the green door. Wish they let me in so I could find out what's behind the green door.
Not once tried to tell them I've been there. Door slammed, hospitality's thin there. Wonder just what's going on in there.
Saw an eyeball peeping through a smoky cloud behind the green door. When I said Joe sent me, someone laughed out loud behind the green door. All I want to do is join the happy crowd behind the green door.
Sleeping, watching till the morning comes creeping. Green door, what's that secret you're keeping? Green door, what's that secret you're keeping? Green door.
Called Hal, the judge and I called. I may not have the keenest sense of judgment, but here's a trick I've learned dither and yon. Though I girl can judge a book by its cover. She sure can judge a nightclub by its john. If you wonder if the place you're in is classy, use the bathroom, not the barroom, for a guide. Don't be too impressed by marble stalls and mirrors. If you wanna know the truth, just step inside. You'll find some places never give you paper. This always wants to make me stamp and shout, while other places have a full container. But the trouble is you just can't get it out. There are many kinds of toilet paper holders. Some giving in, some let you take a mile. Some click and snap off warning. If you pull again, you're done, 'cause the whole damn bunch falls out in one big pile. Now this mode of judging nightclubs isn't foolproof, but it works for me, so it's the one I use. 10 to 1, a joint that's tied with toilet paper is a joint that nightly waters down the booze. So here's a tip to all you young inventors: don't fiddle around with mousetraps anymore. Invent efficient toilet paper holders, and the world will be the path to your John Doerr.
You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, 106.7 FM, St. Paul, Radio Without Boundaries. This is Mick Novak, and it's This Little Girl's Gone Behind the Green Door, because things are swinging and happening behind the green door. And then we heard from Peggy Lord, How to Judge a Nightclub. That was the name of the cut. It's one of those, like, you know, Rusty Warren knockers up type records. It's called The Lusty Trusty Buster, and she's considered, as they say in the liner notes, the bombed blonde shell. And did you know that she was the girls' Midwest overall water ski champ in 19-something? 50-something? 60-something? Who knows? This show is all about female vocals. And that's what I have tonight, all female vocals. Here's Teola Guillory with He's Good Enough for Me.
He's not much to look at. He's nothing special to see. He may not be the best in the world, but he's just good enough. sweet as you, honey. Sugar just couldn't be bought. Baby, to sell it in the stores, the sugar was as sweet as you, baby. Sugar just couldn't be bought. Oh no, you know that you're so sweet. You make sugar taste just like salt.
Joyce Bond doing a Joe Tex tune, Sugar, it's on Island. And the other two, the name of the group, recorded on RCA Victor. It's a white label promo 45. The song was called Don't You Want to Love Me? And it was written by Goffin and King out of the Brill Building. And then we heard from Kim D right before that, simply known as Kim D, one of those fine 60s Brit girls with Come On Baby. And the set started off with Teola Guillory with He's So Good. No. He's good enough for me. I was going to say he's so fine for me because the name of the CD from another thing was It's So Fine. They're right next to each other. Got a little confused. It's easy to get confused for me. Real simple. I'm Mick Novak. You're listening to This Little Girl's Gone rocking here at KFAI.
KFAI is proud to join with Willie's American Guitars to present Joe Ely in concert Wednesday, September 9th at the Caboose. Also appearing will be David Hidalgo and Luis Perez of Los Lobos, Joey Molland of Badfinger, Molly Mayer and her Disbelievers, the Hillbilly Voodoo Dolls, and many others. A complete lineup and ticket information is available at kfai.org.
For man-sized pleasure, this is the one, Falstaff. Brewed with every skill known to the brewer's art, even to overflowing every bottle or can, driving out the air, protecting its premium quality taste right up to the moment you enjoy it.
For man-sized pleasure, this is the one. Get premium quality Falstaff beer.
Mr. Novak and I spent some time at the fair yesterday. No beer drinking for me, not a big beer drinking person, but I know a lot of people that go there and do drink beer, have a beer or two or 10 or 20 or whatever they want to do, and then do that one, those rides that like spin you up 3,000 gazillion feet in the air and spin you around and they never vomit. I just looking at it makes me go, you know, and I have to cover my mouth, but whatever. I'm a huge fair fan. You guys know that. I did bring in the Minnesota State Fair theme song from 1954. It's not really a theme song. It's more of just like a 2-3 minute ad thingy going on. Nice little promo thing. I'll play that later, though, because I just want to keep playing more girls. We are going to hear from, and we're going to hear lots of beer commercials because just made me think of beer being at the fair. Went, looked at the big pig, Dino. Dino's the big pig this year. Okay, and I miss Steve Riley, and all my Cajun friends are probably mad at me. I was there when he was there, but I just wasn't there. I didn't go there because I was looking at the big pig, which was on the other side of the fair. Let's listen to some girls. The Tulips with You Better Stay Away From My Baby. Here on This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'.
Down. dating now?
I'm dating Joey.
Joey? Oh, no. He don't belong to you. He really belongs to me. And if you don't believe, well, just you wait and see, see. Space. You took a far a little right, tried to steal.
The unmistakable voice of Diana Ross and the Supremes with Nothing But Heartaches. Before that, Jeanette Baker, He Really Belongs to Me. It's one of my favorite 45s. And Britt, another Brit girl. Britt, check that out. And we heard Leave My Baby Alone and Nancy Allen with I'm Not the Same Girl I Was, because I went to the party and there you were and that was not me with you. And the Tulips started off that set with You Better Stay Away From My Baby. I'm Mick Novak, and it's This Little Girl's Gone Rockin' here on KFAI Fresh Air Radio. And here's a nice little ditty from recorded here in these Twin Cities of ours for some wine. Let's check it out.
Simple wine is fine. Serve it when you dine.
Treat yourself and friends to Temple Kosher Wine. Full quart decanter, gift pack, $1, Twin City metropolitan area.
Well, I guess that's all we're going to hear from that. That's it. 30 seconds or 15 seconds of that. Maybe there's a longer cut on there, but it didn't look like it. As I said, I have a cut from, I can't remember if this was on an acetate. Let's see, 1954... 1954 Minnesota State Fair. You'll see more in 54. It's an American recording company. It's a 12-inch 33 and a third RPM record, and it plays from the outside in. I always make notes of stuff like that if it plays from the inside out, but that played from the outside in. I think that was on an acetate. It might have even been a 78 RPM. Don't know. All I know is I put it on a CD so that I could lug it around and play it in my car and bring it here and play it for you. So here we go. You'll see more in 54. This year marks the, what was it, the 50th anniversary of the grandstand? I have a State Fair button. I have many of them. And now I can't remember, but it marks a big anniversary for the grandstand. So anyways, here we are. You'll see more in 1954 at your Minnesota, Great Minnesota get-together.
You'll see more in 54. You'll see more in 54 at the Minnesota State Fair. This is the story of your Minnesota State Fair, the sights and sounds of 10 fun-packed, thrill-packed days at the world's largest 10-day state fair. 260 acres filled with hundreds of entertainment features and thousands of exhibits to see and enjoy. This is the story of your day, a typical day at the Minnesota State Fair. A walk through the fairgrounds is an adventure for the eye and the ear, and there's something to interest everyone. Let's move along with the crowd to the 4-H building. You'll find exhibits by some 1,300 Minnesota boys and girls, contest winners in 87 counties. Watch demonstrations in canning, dressmaking, cooking, pie making by these future Minnesota homemakers. Move along to the dairy building and see the handiwork of Minnesota butter and cheese makers. Let's watch the demonstration at the American National Honey Show. See the colorful international displays from 24 countries. See the finest in grains, vegetables, and flowers. Inspect the work of 1,500 Minnesota homemakers in the Home Activities Building with special demonstrations every day. Listen to the sounds on Machinery Hill. 80 acres holding 500 exhibits. The world's largest outdoor machinery show. Look at the brightly painted displays of harvesting machinery. Watch big demonstrations of tractors. See the exhibits of electric appliances of interest to both the city and country homemakers. It's all there on Machinery Hill. From Machinery Hill, you'll hear the sounds of big racing cars circling the oval track, preparing for the big afternoon auto races in the grandstand, competing for almost $45,000 in prizes. The best drivers in America will fight it out in 9 afternoons of thrill-packed competition. It's exciting, breathtaking entertainment for the whole family. You'll see 2 afternoons and 1 evening of Art Swenson's Thrillcade. Don't forget, you're in the grandstand for 9 afternoons of motorcycle racing, stock car racing, and 75 of the best big car racing drivers in the world. There's band music in the park. Time for a breather, to enjoy that picnic lunch, or drop in at one of the cafes operated by churches of all denominations. Yes, there's lots of food on hand for hungry fairgoers. Let's plan for the rest of the day. Perhaps a short visit to the conservation building. Or how about a ride through the old mill just for fun? Then we head for the livestock pavilion to see the finest livestock found anywhere in the world. You can watch the judging of dairy and beef cattle, all breeds of sheep and swine, light horses, ponies and draft horses, all classes of poultry and rabbits. See exhibits by the 4-H boys and girls and the future farmers of America. You'll see blue ribbon winners from our Minnesota farms. Here's one sound that children love. Music from the merry-go-round. It means fun on the midway with trips to the moon, a ride on the loop-the-loop. The midget vaudeville show, the trained monkeys, a trip to Kiddyland. Thrills and fun are waiting for you on the mile-long midway occupied by Royal American shows. You'll see the dancing waters brought from a sensational showing in Europe, the 92-foot-high skywheels, and the whirling roundup ride. There are 20 startling rides, a dozen glamorous shows on the midway at the 10-day Minnesota State Fair. East of the fairgrounds is the mammoth new hippodrome that houses the gigantic light horse show. Only during the fair can you see America's leading stables of saddle horses, hunters and jumpers, harness and cutting horses, and ponies, all competing for $35,000 in stakes, purses, and trophies. It's the horse show, 7 nights and 3 afternoons. Don't miss it. Strike up the band and bring on the acts. Over 300 stars of circus, stage, and screen are yours for the watching. You're in the grandstand for the big, sensational night show. There's a big thrill show opening night, August 28th. And for the next 9 evenings, the State Fair Review. You'll applaud those spectacular stage and circus acts. And the climax of this breathtaking review takes place high in the sky and out past the track. That's right, you're watching the gigantic fireworks display with all the trimmings, music, and spotlights. A panorama of color, all designed to help you spend an unforgettable day at the Minnesota State Fair, August 28th through September 6th. You'll see more in 54.
Guys, one of the nice things about a small brewery like Wiedemann is that you don't try to push people around like... Well, there was this one case where Wiedemann was actually, the pushy. You see, part of the good old Wiedemann label is this really nifty eagle, and, there's this other beer out of St. Louis with an eagle on its label, too, and, look, guys, I don't want to mention any names, but it's three syllables, and it starts with Bud, but, anyway, they got really upset about the Wiedemann Eagle, see, and they had this big-time lawyer come at us about removing the Wiedemann Eagle. But then a Wiedemann guy pointed out, that eagles were vanishing too fast anyway, and also that Wiedemann had its eagle before the other guys had theirs. So, actually, we might have been able to make them change to, a minor bird or a pileated woodpecker or something, but we didn't want to do that.
But you promised you'd take me to the show.
Don't you remember? You said that you would go.
You distinctly promised me that you would bring it here by phone.
You've heard that before. Promises. Promises that are never kept. That's why we made sure we could deliver before we made promises. Deliver a great beer in a can. Michelob. The only thing we promise you is that same great Michelob taste that's on draft, in bottles, and now in cans. Frankly, there's nothing new about putting beer in cans, but the difference is we took the time. The time to be sure